Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, a.k.a. Mr. CBD, CBT, and CBT.
I'm Jordan Morris, boy detective, and can I just say at the top of the show, listen, a lot of people are gonna read this as pandering because it's the Max Fun Drive. We're trying to sign people up. We're trying to raise money for the network. But I do genuinely want to say at the top of the show, in light of kind of some of the conversation that went on around last week's episode, I love the fans. Come on. Do you love the fans as much as I love the fans?
Jordan, I don't know if you agree or disagree, but I feel like we've got the best fans in the business.
I stands the fans.
Oh, I too stands the fans.
I stands the fans. We both kind of simultaneously had the notion to start the show off by talking about this. Should we?
Yeah, I would love to. I'll encapsulate the issue here, and I give some context for folks who weren't listening carefully last week. So last week, I declared that I was thinking about getting a license plate that said CBD CBT, which is to say CBD, the calming agent in marijuana.
Now, I guess is that something that you've been using regularly, Jesse, CBD products?
I use a low THC, THC-CBD combo. I don't use it on a daily basis, but I regularly is fair.
You vaping that, you eating that? How are you taking it in?
I'm taking it in an oil, an undertongue oil.
Mmm.
Tastes horrible. Tastes like grass. Not marijuana. It tastes like I'm literally eating grass, but not just straight grass. Grass like the second stomach of a cow or the third stomach. How many stomachs do a cow have?
It's too many, if you ask me. Sorry. I know we're not supposed to get political on here, but take it down on the stomachs, guys.
Brian, our producer,
sorry to get off on a rant.
When you write up the episode notes for this, make sure to include the pull quote, "How many stomachs do a cow have? - Jesse Thorne." Or - NPR's Jesse Thorne.
NPR's Jesse Thorne.
So, you know, it's I've been the CBT in this example is cognitive behavioral therapy. A scientifically demonstrated set of systems, really, that can help arrest a lot of mild and moderate mental health issues, such as anxiety. It's been a big help to me. And so I'm doing a lot of different stuff to chill out. Now, this is where the fans come in. Jordan, do you want to explain?
So, you know, I think we have one of the things that we try and curb on the show is people offering corrections after the show. It's like, you know, we're just kind of talking off the dome here. It's not factual. This isn't an information podcast. So if we, you know, get the name of a Silver Age DC hero a little bit wrong, no need to fucking cut us down on Twitter the next day.
Yeah.
But in this case, I think that the corrections were fantastic because people let us know that CBT in the kink community is code for cock and ball torture. Am I getting that right? It's not cognitive ball torture. Cock and ball torture.
Cock and ball,
cock and ball torture.
That's what my my notes indicate. Cock and ball torture.
So just like I really want to thank everybody for that. And multiple people let us know, by the way.
I'd say six to ten.
It wasn't just one nasty freak. Almost a dozen nasty freaks.
I haven't given out my email address in a really long time. I haven't been looking at my Twitter replies almost ever. I haven't been on Facebook. Haven't been monitoring the jjgo@maximumfun.org email address. Yet somehow 6 to 10 filtered their way into my bubble. People who located my home address sent me a postcard.
Right. So you got some stuff to your P.O. box, right?
Homing pigeons. people had stolen from my house and then saved for when they had something really important to tell me because they knew it would home back to my house.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I you know, we've said it before in our pledge drive pitching, but it's really nice to be kind of making a show, you know, for a community that you like, that you're kind of proud to be a part of. And I'm just so honored that we get to make this show for people who at once appreciate constant references to Waluigi, but also know what the kink community acronym for cock and ball torture is. Way to go, you fucking nasty angels. You're all just a bunch of nasty angels, and I love it.
And also make deviant art that features Waluigi engaging in cock and ball torture.
They are two steps ahead of you.
I have to say this, Jordan.
Yes.
Look, you're a man of the world. You've had yeah. many romances in your time, almost certainly some of which have led to consummation.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. Yeah, we'll go. Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure. For the sake of this bit, I'm not a virgin.
my wife and I have been together quite happily for quite a long time, 20 years or so, a little more than 20 years now. And I think now might be the time to introduce a few twists into our romantic life. Mm-hmm. And I figure, why not start with CBD and CBT?
Yeah, because that first time you get your cock and balls tortured, you're going to want to be kind of chill. You're going to want to go under the tongue with that oil.
And you don't want to have a seizure.
Happy 710, by the way. Loyal to the oil.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Loyal to the oil till I die.
This is what I'm thinking, Jordan. This is my thought around it. If I do this, and I'm not saying I will, but it's on the table. I incorporated it into my nickname.
Yeah, I mean, I personally am in favor of you bringing you and your wife's sexual experiments into the show.
But if I do this, I think I'm going to start with cock torture because it seems way less bad than ball torture. They both seem very bad.
Disagree.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe I just have resilient nards, but...
I feel like I've bounced things off my dong accidentally without major ill effect, but I still have nightmares about the time in first grade playing after school softball when I caught it in the junk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, I think this is just a case of different strokes for different folks.
Before we introduce our guest, let's mention it's the Max Fun Drive.
Yeah, this show and all the other podcasts on Maximum Fun are supported by and large by people who go to MaximumFun.org/join and throw us a couple of bucks. It's really cool. It keeps the show going and lots of cool bonus gifts you can get if you donate.
Yeah, all you got to do is go to MaximumFun.org/join. We'll tell you about gifts and all that good stuff later on in the show, but we just want to invite you to become a member of Max Fun because that's how we keep our lights on here. Obviously, weird time. If you can't right now, don't worry about it, but if you can, MaximumFun.org/join. Now, our guest, you know him as the star of Trolls World Tour. You know him as a New York Times bestselling author. You know him as the podcaster behind podcasts, including but not limited to My Brother and Me, Sawbones, The Adventure Zone, Justin McElroy.
Hi, what a pleasure it is to be here. Wow. What an honor. You know what I like about CBT is that it specifies both the cock and the balls. Yeah. What, just so there's no, hey, do you want cock or ball torture? I mean, you're already down there. How about how about both?
Sure, three birds with one stone.
In fact, this refrain is so common that people got tired of saying cock and ball torture and needed an easily accessible acronym to communicate the both as long as you're there.
I have a question for you guys. When you guys imagine cock and ball torture. Yes. You imagine it with an ampersand, not an and, right? That's how I imagine it. Maybe in a sporty script.
No, an apostrophe, for sure.
Yeah, an apostrophe, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Chicken grits, cock and ball torture.
It's kind of a fun country flavor. Kind of a down-home cock and ball torture.
Justin, which would you rather start with having tortured?
Oh, the cock part of it, I don't like using it. I just felt weird to say that. I don't think I've ever... Okay, so the wiener, for sure.
That sounded a little more natural.
As I said, growing up, in my family, the worm. I would prefer my worm be tortured before my balls, but mainly because I've had a vasectomy and I'm fucking terrified that something could happen and undo it in the process of torturing the balls. What if they tortured them in just the right way where the, I don't know, clamp, I don't know what's there. I didn't ask a lot of questions, came off, and I was incredibly fertile yet again.
Justin, I wanted to bring up something that happened on Munch Squad, the show within a show in My Brother and Me that I thought was relevant to our audience. You hipped me on an episode of Munch Squad to a promotion that Bud Light was doing with its spiked seltzers, encouraging you to put in a scoop of Baskin-Robbins ice cream.
Correct, yes. Yes, they had specific pairings that when you put the seltzers and the ice creams together would create an irresistible combination.
30 wonderful feeling?
Yeah. I'd feel 31 again.
So we from time to time, if Jesse is ever out, we do a taste test with, sparkling malt beverages. This year there's kind of been a seltzer theme because that's just kind of the hip new chuggable. And yeah, I have tried the Bud Light seltzers. I find them foul. But maybe I just wasn't putting in enough Baskin-Robbins ice cream.
That I feel like diluting them and forcing yourself to drink more of them to get the desired effect is really a terrible idea.
Boy, I know. The baffling thing is that you can't buy them at the same store. It's a two-stop thing if you want to do these.
And one is going to be get bad while you're getting the other one. you know what I mean?
Yes.
They got to be close by.
Yeah.
I'm sending Jesse a picture of the t-shirt I'm wearing. It was just so wild that we are stumbling into this conversation because I am wearing my Ain't No Laws When You're Drinking Claws t-shirt. And I think it's wild that we stumbled into this combo.
Yeah.
Confirmed. Can confirm.
Are you a claw man, Justin?
Oh, baby. I'll claw my way out of a lot of bad places in my life recently. I've clawed my way out of the dirt and the muck and the mire. I had a few as a joke. I think probably starts for a lot of people of my age group. I had a few as a kind of a laugh. And I thought, I'll have a few more. It's pretty funny so far. I just kept drinking them. They are, here's what I like. Easy. You open it. It's
right.
Go. Yes. I love that. Try that with wine. No way.
Yeah. You don't need a pen knife to get in there.
No, absolutely. Where's the corkscrew? It doesn't matter. Toss it in the trash. You don't need it anymore. Also, fun fruit flavors.
Yep.
Also, they keep putting grapefruit in there. Nobody wants that. Please take it out. Like, I'm sorry I got sidetracked. I feel like when you reach in, I tell my wife, she says, what flavor claw you want? I say, oh, honey, any flavor's fine. And then she brings back grapefruit. I'm like, God damn it. You knew I had an asterisk on there. Certainly not this.
There was an implied exclusion.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that being a functional beverage, like an orange freeze, if you put the Baskin Robbins into the seltzer.
Yeah, I mean it tastes bad and won't make you drunk. It seems like a very bad combination in that sense. I don't know that you're Like, you're going to get gut rot long before you'll feel any sort of effects from the alcohol. That's no good. I'd rather just drink ice cream.
I think it is a fair point that given that you probably, if your goal is inebriation, you're going to drink, you know, 3 to 6 of these things.
Yeah, and that's...
3 to 6 is a lot of orange freezes.
That's rough. I have to amp up the ABV of the claw to get it to where I need to be in my ideal drinking zone. Because I don't want to go back upstairs. You know, like, that's the tagline of most of my cocktails are, when you don't want to go back upstairs, you want to have something that's going to take care of you for a little while. I have two specialty cocktails that I have invented with White Claws. The first is vodka and White Claw. That's a Claudka. And I employ that one a lot. That's a popular drink around my house lately, the Claudka.
How much, what's the ratio there? Are you just kind of riffing when you're making one of those?
Absolutely mood dependent.
4 to 1 vodka to White Claw.
I would say 1.5 ounces to a claw.
Okay.
Something like that. It's not, you don't want to get silly.
No.
And the other one is red wine mixed with White Claw. It's a white wine.
That goes great with fish, I hear.
And boy, does that irritate people. You tell the name. My brothers get very upset when I tell them I'm drinking a white wine. Because that's a thing already. But I, you know, that's part of the fun. We're all having fun here, all drinking claws as friends.
Yeah.
Justin, I have a question for you here. Do you think it's possible that the thing that's weird about that is not that it's called a white wine? It's that it's a mixture of sparkling malt beverage and red wine.
The effervescence really can bring out the tannins. That's my only defense that I have.
Okay.
You're gonna. Sometimes I feel like I can't always taste the terroir, and sometimes I need an elevation of the terroir, and then I can feel almost taste the terroir to take on a a texture of that I can detect once the white claw has been introduced.
The way you say the word terroir,
it's in the fashion of someone who has said it many, many times before.
You certainly only haven't just read it.
It sounds like the name of like a late 80s urban crossover act, like a urban alternative crossover act, like a Terrence Trent D'Arby or a Milli Vanilli, somebody with like half a head of dreadlocks or something.
As I started saying it out loud for the first time ever in my life with my mouth, I started to feel like someone who was returning to their hometown and trying to find their high school. Like, damn it, I knew it was around here somewhere. It's got to be, hold on, wait, I'll find it. Hold on, it's around here.
Has Jack in the Box always been here?
This is different. This is new.
Because I know I had a Jack in the Box I went to in high school, but I don't think it's this Jack in the Box.
Might be one of the guys from PM Dawn.
Mm.
That's in a terror.
Mm-hmm. I had a long weekend trip to Palm Springs with some friends once that I would describe as delightfully trashy, and the like poolside drink that we had all weekend was one part red wine, big tumbler full of ice cubes, and fill the rest with Coke, like full calorie.
Wow.
Coca-Cola Coke.
Absolutely.
And it ruled. I still look back on it as the happiest I've ever been. But for some reason, I haven't tried to replicate. Like, I have not just poured myself a red wine, ice cubes, and Coke to chill around the house with.
Honestly, Jordan, as somebody who has... I'm not a drinker, obviously. But as somebody who has certainly tasted red wine, tasted Coke, and, you know, I know the capabilities of an ice cube... That really doesn't sound that bad to me. That sounds pretty good to me. Whereas Justin's thing is pretty dicey.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. I tasted one of those Bud Light seltzers you were drinking when we did our bonus content for the Max Fun Drive this year.
Right.
And it was horrible. And it seems like if Justin had said white wine, I would have said, all right, it's like a white wine spritzer, but it tastes a little like dirt.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Right, that if that was what the white wine was, it was white wine, White Claw instead of being.
Then
red
there's
wine.
No joke. Then there's no gag. There's no gag.
But with the red wine. I know, Jesse, I know you're in it for the lols.
These have to be funny first and good second.
Yeah. Yeah. That actually, I started as a live show drink for me because I wanted something that I wouldn't have to refill constantly but wouldn't make me have to pee a lot. So it needs to be something rather intense, but I have to have a little bit more control over the drink. When we started doing live shows, it got sloppy because of nerves. So I would drink a lot before the live shows. And then it got, things got a little rough, started to feel a little out of control on a few shows. Now I have to keep that a little tighter, keep things a little more locked down.
When you say a lot, can you remember what a lot was?
It wouldn't be impressive to a real drinker because I'm kind of I have a couple of drinks every once in a night, every night. But I'm not someone who's drinking to excess very frequently at all. So, I mean, we're talking, and this is the problem, right? I don't know amounts because I have a red solo cup that was filled with ice and ginger ale and bourbon. And then it would just kind of get refilled when I needed it to get refilled and constantly think like, well, I'm about to go on stage. I better refill it. And then I drink half of it and realize, oh, I'm about to go on stage now for real. So I better really refill it now. So I would kind of lose track and, you know, just drink too much on stage. And just, I don't think the product suffered. I have to be clear for people who bought tickets to those shows. I think the product was still great. But I did embarrass myself deeply in front of our touring agents at one point, like, literally just like mid-conversation dropping a glass out of my hand and walking out of the room as it shattered on the floor.
Oof.
Not like a power move, but out of just sheer embarrassment.
Just treat it like a power move next time it happens.
Clean that up.
Just go, booyah, or something like that. And then,
God, I miss touring.
Yeah.
I miss doing anything, but I miss doing live shows in front of people. That was fun.
Yeah, anything is really fun. I also miss
anything's anything. things are really fun. I did not appreciate things, that until I did know things.
Yeah. Places, events, others. Ugh, others? Get out of town.
Are you kidding me?
I love others.
Honestly, I don't remember what is and isn't fun. Like, I think Zelda is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Zelda was fun. Yeah,
Zelda's fun.
But besides that, I got nothing.
Guys, I wake up every Sunday morning with a genuine spring in my step because Sunday is clean the house day. And I know that day. I know that day will have purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I will do things on that day. And it's clean the house day. And I feel young again, and I feel elevated and stronger and prettier. And it's just because it's the day where I clean the house.
So what is can you rank your house cleaning faves? Like, are you like, I can't wait to Swift? Or are you a toilet bowl man? What are your top chores?
I really like wiping the counters off because that's instant gratification. You know what I mean? You wipe them off and they look great. Ah, fantastic. What I like about that too is there's a good workflow you can get into where you wipe the counters off with a kind of fun verve and passion that isn't really like scooping the crumbs into your hand, but just like wiping them the hell wherever you want to.
Yeah.
And then you get it later with the vacuum.
That's what I do with the cat nail clippings.
I take great pride in the number of times a day I can run the dishwasher now.
Mm.
That's great.
What's your max? What are you up to?
I'm capable of running the dishwasher 4 times in one day.
That's great.
That's more than I eat meals. I only eat 3 meals. Who knows what else is going in that fucker?
It's like your Coke spoons.
Yeah.
I am like, I'm in this weird zone where I am, started a diet before quarantine and decided to kind of try and stick with it. So like, you know, My cooking was already pretty boring going into it, but now it is just like 3 times more boring. Like basically the only thing that works is like a protein and 2 veggies. And like, you know, there's some fun stuff you can do with that, but just like you know, fucking 4 months into this, you know, it's just so maddening. So I'm like, would a stand mixer fix this? Would an air fryer fix this? I just don't have any counter space in this place. I have a pretty small kitchen, and you know, like I have my Keurig is teetering on the edge of the counter at all times. So like stuff has always been kind of tough. But so I next week I've got a rollable kitchen island coming from Target, and I'm like, okay, I can set some shit on this, and so maybe I can bust out of this weird food limbo that I'm in.
See, I've been on a similar thing where, you know, it's basically just don't eat stuff that's good, basically.
Yeah.
Except for one day of the week, which also helps. Saturday. See, Saturday is sugar day.
Ooh.
So Saturday I get buck wild. That's another day of the week that I don't have to try to remember what day it is, because I know if I'm eating buck wild, that's Saturday. But other than that, it's just basically protein and vegetables. And I've found myself I don't want to work harder at food, so I've started to add variety by working less hard at it. Like how I'm trying to see like how depraved my meals can get. Like I got in this groove for a while where every day for lunch I would roast some asparagus. And I love asparagus because it's the one vegetable that reminds you later that you ate it when you pee. And it's like, it smells weird. It's like, oh, that's right, I did eat some vegetables. Thank you very much, body. I appreciate the reminder.
Say hi to the beets later when you poop.
Yeah.
That's what the asparagus says.
So I got this groove where I was like roasting asparagus every day for lunch. And I was like, I have to do something different. So I decided to experiment with like, am I wasting a step roasting this? Can I just start eating asparagus just raw and crunchy? Like, can you do that? Is that allowed? Sure. Are you able to do that? Can I just skip a step? And it's fine. I mean, it's stringy. What are you gonna do?
Jesse, I feel like you know a lot about kitchen stuff. What one kitchen item will get me out of my food funk?
Oh, you know, there are only a couple of kitchen things that I truly believe in. One of them is an ice cream machine, which is not going to help you with your diet.
Not going to do that. Thank you, though. That's good to know that they're out there. Maybe I'll get to a goal and become ice cream machine guy, but not for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. One year for Christmas or something, my wife got me the kind of ice cream machine where the freezer is in the machine, so you don't have to put the thing in the freezer, because my freezer is always full. So I had the kind, our friend comedian Brent Weinbach, when my wife and I got married, bought us an ice cream machine, which was pretty great gift. Thanks, Brent Weinbach. But the problem was I only have the small size of refrigerator and freezer, and I have a huge family. And so my freezer is always full, so there was never anywhere to put that canister. So my wife bought the kind that has its own refrigerator. It's basically a refrigerator with a turning engine. And that is stupid expensive. It was like a Christmas, birthday, Father's Day combination. But it is kind of a dream to be able to do that whenever you want. However, that's only if you're a real ice cream nut. I mean, I'm not just talking about somebody who likes ice cream. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about Dave Shumka. I'm talking about somebody who truly loves ice cream. The other thing, though, is a good toaster oven. Because a good toaster oven is just an oven that works possibly better than your existing oven, but definitely preheats in like 4 minutes instead of like 15 minutes. And it probably has convection on it if you get a good one. So it's essentially an air fryer, especially if you get one with like super convection. So you can bake anything or roast anything, pa-pow, like that, without having to deal with preheating your entire oven and heating up your whole apartment and everything. And that, I found, completely transformed my cooking, because it meant that anytime I felt like roasting some vegetables or something, I could just do it just because I thought of it. I didn't have to plan ahead. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's where the asparagus is getting roasted in the toaster oven.
Oh.
Got to.
Bingo, bingo.
What are you doing on that, Justin, when you throw it in the oven? Is it garlic on there, lemon pepper, or do you have any?
You know what? I don't get fancy. A little bit of oil, salt, and pepper. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. It's a simple combo. Not that in the old days when I used to take care of myself. Now I'm some sort of barn animal, and I just reach into the bag and shove it into my gob.
Yeah.
I tell you what's good for these times is get yourself a like a carbon steel pan or a cast iron pan, something that requires a lot of upkeep, because this is the moment.
Yeah,
like this is right. This is the moment where you need cookware that's also a hobby, and something that you're gonna need to nurse and care for. You do not know how many times I've snuck up behind my wife while she's washing my cast iron pan with soap and just screamed at the top of my lungs, "God no, the seasoning, please, the seasoning. What are you doing? You know the rules."
I kind of thought I would become cast iron pan guy a couple years back, and I got one, and just like I'm like, if I wanted to take care of something like this, I would find a Tamagotchi. Like that is this is.
There is no okay. So guys, I'm not trying to be cast iron pan guy here, but you don't need to take care of a cast iron pan. All you have to do is just not put it away wet. That's the only thing. You just cook with it. That makes it seasoned. It's so easy.
No, because you have to wok it, or Dad says that was your Christmas present, and if he ends up woking the pan, he's going to be real mad.
Yeah, that's fair. I have found myself saying that a few times to the kids about the pan.
I know. Kids like, oh, get us a pan. We'll take care of it. We'll take care of it. You know you're going to end up taking care of that pan.
You'll probably end up taking care of the pan. I like an immersion blender.
Oh, yeah?
My sister-in-law got me an immersion blender when she got me in the Hossfeld family Secret Santa a few years ago. And I wasn't really sure what you could do with an immersion blender. You can't do with a regular blender. And there's not that many things. But I'll tell you what, one thing you can do is if you get a jar that's just a little bigger at the mouth than the head of the immersion blender, an immersion blender, like a stick blender, you know, it's the kind where the blades are on the end of a, let's be frank, a vibrating dildo. Mm-hmm.
Jesse, ew. Jesse, ew. Come on.
He's so bad.
But my man Kenji Lopez Alt from Serious Eats, he's got this recipe for making mayonnaise. Again, this is not going to help you guys with your diets.
No.
But he's got this recipe for making mayonnaise that's basically like you put the mayonnaise shit in a jar that's a little bigger than the head of your immersion blender and shove the immersion blender in there. And I had never successfully made mayonnaise. I just don't have the patience for the drizzling and the checking and the separating and the whatever. But all you have to put in this jar, just go... And all of a sudden, you have beautiful homemade mayonnaise, which is a real pleasure. Thank you.
Who had the rap air horn at Brian? Are you dropping sound effects into this thing now?
Brian, how could you? I thought this was a show for professionals.
Yeah, now play Austin Powers saying, yeah, baby.
My wife.
That's good. Borat's good, too. That's what we need, more drops. What the fuck? That's it.
Get in the chopper.
That's all I got.
It's get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
That's good too, yeah. Man.
Although if you don't get in the chopper, there wasn't much point.
Yeah, you have to go to the chopper, but not actually get in.
We just go to the chopper and stand there like, what now?
meet me near the chopper.
Answer a series of three riddles.
I had a question for you, but I couldn't ask you when I was too far away because of the noise of the chopper.
Are you okay not riding in the chopper? It's kind of full.
What's your favorite kitchen appliance?
Carl Weathers. Carl Weathers, also in Predator.
Yeah, oh, that's fun. Look, let's take a quick break. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Hey, guess what, Jordan? We are, of course, brought to our audience every week by all the members of MaximumFun.org. This week, we are also supported by a rival podcast, Vote the Podcast.
Yes, a podcast with near identical content to ours.
It's about voting in elections.
Yes, just like this show.
Just like Jordan Jesse Go.
When things in this world feel like they're going off the rails, take some solace in a new limited series podcast that will be your guide to voting and elections all the way through Election Day. It's called Vote the Podcast.
It's hosted by Kat and Andrea from Vote.org and Spread the Vote. And it features a lot of great activists and celebrities and brilliant people on the subject of voting rights, how to vote, not for whom to vote, but the process by which one votes, and how to protect the democratic process, which, you know, I mean, that's what Jimmy Carter's been up to. Are you too good for that? You're so fancy, you can't get into that Jimmy Carter shit?
They just released an episode featuring the hosts of the Call Your Girlfriend podcast and the actor/activist Bradley Whitford.
Love Call Your Girlfriend. Those ladies are cool ladies.
And they talk about vote by mail, aka absentee voting, why it's critical to shorter poll lines and the health of our nation, why it's wrongfully controversial, and what to look out for in your state.
Your boy right here is permanent absentee, baby.
Oh, yeah. You got to vote by mail. That way you don't have to hang out in a high school gym.
You know what? Once in a while, I'll fill it out, I'll save it, and I'll walk down to the high school gym and hand it in. This year, I shan't be doing that. But once in a while, I do like to stop by the polling place because I also used to work for the Department of Elections in San Francisco. Regular Jordan Jesse Go listeners know about that. They know about how I used to get a $1.75 banh mi in the tenderloin.
Vote the Podcast. It's available now. Subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to this podcast. Just search Vote! ! The Podcast.
You know who I'm voting for, Jordan, this year?
Who?
Whoever promises to lower the prices of banh mi.
Yeah, they've gotten a little pricey.
Somehow they became like a luxury food. It used to be $1.75, $2.25 if you wanted extra pate. I don't know. Yeah, it's just reality, I guess. It's the way things go in the world. We've also got a couple messages up on the Jumbotron. Here's a message for George Kreff and not Harry from Sam.
The message is this: George, you are the best. You have brought light and love to this world, just like the fart and poop jokes on this show. And it's more like dick and ball jokes, but whatever. Yeah. Also, you
I like
again,
poop jokes, honestly. I don't mind fart jokes, but I don't like poop jokes.
Yeah. So, hey, listener who wrote this Jumbotron, do another pass at this. Oh, and there's another message. Also, you again are a baby.
Yeah, take that, George.
So that's from George Kreff and not Harry.
Not Harry. We've also got one more for Brett. Yes, you, Brett, from Elizabeth.
It's from Elizabeth. Happy birthday, love of my life. Thank you for sharing your life and your interests with me. Thanks for lighting up my days with your laughter and kindness and goodness.
Oh, two ands, huh, Elizabeth? Maybe you should take a second pass at this thing.
Yeah, people, oh boy. Writing is rewriting, you know? That's what that kid, you gotta, oh boy. I'm gonna send you Stephen King's On Writing, and you gotta have a ritual. You gotta have a daily ritual every day. And also, your wife helped you kick your cocaine habit in the 80s, and you're eternally grateful to her. Stephen King's On Writing, it's a beautiful love story in addition to being a wonderful how-to guide.
I like the Myra Kalman illustrated edition of Strunk and White.
So there you go, Jumbotron writers. You got a lot of good options there.
Or just check in with Clippy, see what the fuck he has to say.
See what Clippy would tell you, that we don't do fart and poop jokes on the show as much as we do dick and ball jokes.
Bare minimum, he'd tell you you have two ands in there.
Sure. Are you writing a Jumbotron?
Looks like you're
Maybe
writing.
I can help you that.
Yeah, from now on, all Jumbotrons are going to come in via macros. Microsoft Word macros.
Yeah. It's the only way we can read them.
Honestly, I don't know what a macro is, but...
It's hard to say.
Maybe mail merge? I've done a mail merge before.
A lot of fun programs out there.
Yeah, okay. If we get a Jumbotron from, you know, in Ski Free, there's that Yeti that picks his teeth after he eats you?
Oh, yeah, that motherfucker.
I'd love to get one from that guy.
That would be really fun.
I'd gladly take his $100.
He's a legend. The Yeti from Ski Free.
MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron if you want to get up on the Jumbotron. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Oh, hey, I'm Justin McElroy. I'm here.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Play the Seinfeld bass line now. This is great. We need to integrate this into the show.
It fucking has saved my bacon so many times, guys. I don't know.
Before we get into our next topic, I do want to issue a quick apology.
Please.
So last week on the program, we were joined by our friend Elliot Kalin from the Flophouse. And Elliot Kalin also happens to be on my quarantine team. The Kalin family are our children. We have two children of similar age, two sets of children of similar age, and they have a pool. So we go over there, we mask up, and hang out together, and that's my time out of the house and my social time, is hanging out with Elliot Kalin. So I happened to be at Elliot's house at the pool the other day. I was talking to Elliot, and he said, oh, by the way, my parents have a Google alert for my name. Now, first of all, we should all be so lucky as to have parents who have a Google alert for our name. You know, unless we're like on the lam or something, that's a great compliment that our parents would care that much. But apparently, Elliot's parents got a Google alert for Elliot's appearance on Jordan Jesse Go last week. And he said his mom called him and let him know that she had given it a listen, and it certainly wasn't for her. And I said, Elliot, do they listen to the Flophouse? And he said, oh, no. I don't know why they listened to Jordan Jesse Go. So I just want to, I'm sure they're still listening. They're probably subscribed now. I just wanted to apologize to Mr. and Mrs. Kalin, Elliot Kalin's parents, for upsetting them. And I hope that we made it up to you this week with the cock and ball torture talk.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've met Mr. and Mrs. Kalin once or twice, and they're nasty. I'm sorry, I've never met them. I'm sure they're great.
That's Ms. Kalin, if you're nasty.
Raised a wonderful son.
Hey, it's the Max Fun Drive, gang.
It sure is.
Get that money.
Hey, I thought you said you were out of sound effects.
I mean, I have a Jimmy Buffett clip and Paul Stanley yelling Toronto. They didn't seem appropriate.
I'm sure those will come up organically.
Yeah, I say let's go all Canadian on this Max Fun Drive.
Oh, sure.
Let's do it Toronto or bust.
It's the Max Fun Drive. All the shows on MaximumFun.org are primarily supported by people who join up and give a little bit of money every month. Consider it a tip for the podcasters who do the shows, for all the producers, for all the people working behind the scenes. It totally means a lot. And yeah, we know that you know, money's a little bit weird lately, and no hard feelings if you can't join this year. But if you do have a little bit of extra scratch laying around, and you like this show and you like all the other shows on Max Fun, if you want to see them continue, go to maximumfun.org/join. Lots of levels you can give at. Anybody who gives gets a bunch of really, really cool bonus content. Almost 200 hours now, we've been informed. we mentioned our drinking game bonus content that's up there for people. Justin, have any of your shows, have you guys dropped any sweet bonuses? Bonies?
We did. Sawbones, we did an episode of like kids medical questions with our daughter.
Cute.
But also, Sydney and I created a podcast for this year's Max Fun Drive where we sort of stream of consciousness review every Fast and Furious movie as we watch them.
What? Awesome.
My wife has never watched them. It's called Fast and Furious and Justin and Sydney. And that is only for Max Fund donors.
Right.
The first four episodes are live on the bonus page right now.
You going chronologically?
Yes.
So these exist both as podcast episodes and essentially as real-time commentary tracks?
Well, no, because we only turn the mics back on when we have something worthwhile to say. They usually end up about a fourth of the running time of the actual film. The rest is just my wife staring in disbelief.
You don't have like intense quality control like the films themselves do.
No. It's intense quality time, though, for us as a couple. So that's, I will,
nice,
say that.
And I'm sure at the end of this whole ordeal, because you've watched, you know, 9 Fast and Furious movies, you guys will finally know the value of family.
You would think so, but we are currently 6 in, and my wife still doesn't like them. And I'm starting to worry.
I think 7's going to turn her. I think 7, yes, is when...
I kept saying, this is the one where they get really good. This is the one. I've read about this. This is the one where they get great.
All just,
and she still does not enjoy it.
It's all just prologue. It's all leading up to this moment,
right,
where The Rock flexes out of a cast and grabs a drone out of the air. I think that's 6. I think that happens in 6.
Do you have a favorite, Justin?
You know, I had only, before we did this show, I had only watched up to 4. So they were brand new to me. I still, at this point, have not seen 7 and 8, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Fast 5 is the only one I've seen.
And to answer your question, I do not have a favorite. They have all blended into one singular film for me. So I can't really tell them apart. I have to read plot descriptions on Wikipedia the day after.
It's just a giant neon billboard that blinks and just says the word loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
So not only are you getting Justin and Sydney's miniseries about the Fast and Furious franchise, you're getting the JJ Go drinking game. In a little bit, our loyal producer, Brian Fernandez, is going to throw up a... Walton Goggins spectacular episode that we did with Dan and Stu from the Flophouse. A lot of good stuff, and everybody who donates gets all that bonus content.
Oh, you know what? We did an Avengers Zone episode, a live one that we just put up, that was the first game that I ever ran, and it was a game that I created called Lords of Crunch about serial mascots vying for supremacy in a dimension where they live.
So like Boo Berry?
Yeah, I cannot reveal at this time if Boo Berry is or is not appearing in Lords of Crunch, but the three of them created their own serial mascots, and they battle for dominion over the Caryopsis, which is the name of the dimension that serial mascots live in. Mm.
I am biting my lip right now because I don't want to spoil the big Quisp twist.
Mm.
I wish. I tried to get Quisp and Quake in there. They were too expensive.
Oh, you licensed the rest of them,
right.
Huh?
MaximumFun.org/join. And so if you're comfortable with $10 a month, good news. Not only do you get to choose a pin from your favorite show, but if you donate at that $10 level, you can purchase additional pins, and some of that money goes to charity. So MaximumFun.org/join. $10 a month, you can get not only a pin of your choice, but all the other ones you want too. So pins aplenty for $10 a month.
Yeah, every single penny of the net, we have to pay to make the pins and mail them to you, but every single penny of the net will go to COVID-19 relief this year. So we're very proud of that. In the past, we've raised over $100,000 each year, pretty much. And it's been pretty extraordinary. So we're very proud of our audience and our members for making that happen. Hopefully we can make it happen again this year. All you got to do, sign up at MaximumFun.org/join. At $10 a month or above, you get to pick a pin that we'll send to you at our expense. And then if you want more, you can buy them, and all the proceeds goes to charity.
Yeah. So thank you so much to everybody who's already donated. It's a weird time to be asking for money, for sure. But all the kind of good vibes and positivity that kind of spring up around the Max Fun Drive have been awesome. And I know I have particularly needed those good vibes this year. So yeah, thanks so much to everybody who's not only donating, but just kind of out there posting about how much they like the shows. It really, really feels great.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
They call me Justin McElroy.
Toronto!
Hey, Justin, is it true that sometimes to change your attitude, you have to change your latitude?
Oh, you're gonna regret it.
I was setting you up for the Buffett one.
This one's pretty long. For a day, off to see the lizard. Off to see the lizard. Deja, deja, deja vu. Believe it and it will come true. Deja, deja, deja vu. What works for me might work for you. I tried to.
I do not regret it at all. I regret nothing.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
From now on, we're only having guests that bring their own sound effects to the show, so it's either Justin or Michael Winslow.
I have one more button here labeled taint. Hold on.
Taint tanning.
Oh, taint tanning. That was from our episode about taint tanning.
Taint tanning. Taint tanning.
The board actually came preloaded.
Oh, it's a prefab.
The board came preloaded with one button, the red button, which I've never had the guts to change, and it's just called intro outro, okay? Mm-hmm. And this song, okay, so I'm just going to give you a sample. Please. Hold on. And I guess what I have always thought about, that goes on for as long as you want it to. What I've always thought about with that is, like, how little do you care about your podcast, radio show, etc., where you say, what music do I want for this? Whatever fucking song is already preloaded on my soundboard and labeled intro outro. I'm just gonna push that one. That's fine. It'll be fine, right?
Yeah.
I'd like to know if there's a person out there who's like, I haven't pushed this button yet, but if I push it, I hope it's a second-rate instrumental version of Andrew WK's signature hit. Presses play and he's like, just dissimilar enough.
I had a job once where I had to paw through library music, like, you know, that kind of, you know, you pay to be part of the library and you can get this kind of royalty free music to drop into your in this case low budget cable TV segment. And you know, if you typed in the artist, you would get, if you typed in a well-known artist, you would get things that were similar. So I was looking for something disco, so I typed in Village People and got this song called Big Man on the Block. And I will always remember Big Man on the Block. It had this kind of generic disco beat, and then this terrifying voice came on and sang the lyrics, I'm the big man on the block. Here I come. Here I come. Oh! And I hear it in my dreams and I wake up screaming, big man on the block. He's coming for us all.
Well, when the big man on the block comes for you, I think that qualifies as a participation. You can call us when something momentous happens to you at 206-984-4FUN, or you can just send a voice memo to jjgo@maximumfun.org. Here's our first call.
Hello, Jordan, Jesse, and let's get weird. Kyle Kinane.
Close.
Hi, guys. My name's Will from Pittsburgh, and I am currently headed to my final TMS treatment, which stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. That's where they put a magnet on my head to make my brain work. It has changed my life, pulled me out of the depths of depression, anxiety, and OCD, and made me feel human again. And that's it. I wanted to share it with you guys. Thanks, y'all. Have a good show.
Yeah, that's dope. Congratulations.
Yeah, good for you.
I wonder what kink term that acronym is also for. What was it? TCM? I mean,
it's just the same. It's actually just the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just but sexy.
It was TCM, right? So that's also Turner Classic Movies.
That's my kink.
Yeah.
I have a TENS device. Transdermal electroneural stimulator, mm-hmm. something like that, something along those lines, for my migraines. And I remember trying to research it, and mostly sex stuff came up. It shoots electricity into my brain.
But people are also using that same thing to shoot electricity into their zones, their erogenous zones.
People are shooting electricity into various parts of their body for various reasons, and it makes it confusing and difficult to try and find the specific electronic shooting that you need to do to control your chronic pain.
Gotcha. Is this something that you could, in a sanitary way, put onto, you know, one of your nasty areas?
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. It might be a little intense, mm-hmm. But when it comes to CBT, I'll try anything.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Sure. I mean, this all falls under the banner of CBT, right?
Mm-hmm. You bet.
It's a wide banner, much like the C itself.
Shall we take another call?
Hi, Jordan. Hi, Jesse. Hi, guest. I am at my boyfriend's parents' house for the first time. It's also where my boyfriend grew up, and just had sex twice in a race car bed. Have a good one.
Vroom, vroom. Yeah.
Congratulations. High octane. High cocktane? Is that anything?
Yeah, it's as enough. Much a thing as anything else that happens on this show. It would be weird to realize, huh, I think the race car bed is making me harder. Huh, interesting. The human brain is just amazing, isn't it?
It's a true miracle, Jordan, a true miracle.
It's a real miracle, a real miracle. I wonder if you can get how many positions you can do in a race car bed. I would think that it would be limiting. I imagine it being small and mm-hmm. having like high sides.
I feel like sleep would be the hardest position.
Sure.
Two person sleep.
Right.
Something, something, dick trickle.
Also works.
You get it.
I do get it.
You get it. Do your own first part of it, then use my second part. Have fun at home.
Yeah, it's like Mad Libs.
That's right. That reminds me
of my won the home game.
You know when you're with someone who says, I could say something here about dick trickle, but I won't. That's mm-hmm. code for I can't come up. I know there's a joke here. I can't get it. So
yeah, insert your own dick trickle reference here.
How about you do it for me, funny man?
When something momentous happens to you, 206-984-4FUN or jjgo@maximumfun.org. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. La, 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 la. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
In these parts, they used to know me as Justin McElroy.
Now what do they know you as?
Still Justin McElroy, but they used to.
Thank you for being so thorough.
Yeah. I like to get all the temporal points pinned down when I find out what someone's called.
It's the Max Fun Drive, and we're encouraging people go to MaximumFun.org/join and throw some money down to support this podcast and all the other podcasts on the network. So I know a lot of additional plugging is probably not a good idea, but I, while we have Justin here, I do want to encourage people to check out the new Adventure Zone graphic novel. And if you haven't, there's a third one. If you haven't checked out any of them, start now. What else are you doing, jerk off? Start those Adventure Zone comics because they're so cool. They're so fun and funny and sweet. And
thank you.
I just love them. So yeah, definitely.
Thanks, Jordan.
Yeah, no problem. They're out there. Adventure Zone. They're comics. Get them. They're good.
I think that your endorsement, "Go get one, jerk off," was really in the spirit of the work as well.
Yeah, put it on the cover of the next one. Yeah, Justin, you guys probably would have been out at like Comic Cons and stuff at this point, right?
Oh yeah, I'm getting calendar reminders of all the cool things I was supposed to be doing.
Yeah,
it's rough. Oh well, what can you do?
What can you do? Just have a virtual event instead, I guess. And everyone loves a virtual event.
I mean, it was it went better than I thought it would. People were very nice about it, I will say. It feels weird. You know what feels weird? That the vibe I've had to get used to is posting up jokes and then being met with only silence. It used to happen to me a lot in middle school. I'm having to just try to reacclimate to that again.
Just retreat into your go-gurt.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Justin, we're grateful you made time for us and stayed up for us there in beautiful West Virginia. We're recording in the evening Pacific time, which is the late evening where you live.
Oh, yeah. Daddy's, the kids are asleep. It's time for daddy to play. Nintendo Switch.
Cool. hey, kids, you like Captain Toad's treasure tracker? Well, it doesn't matter because you're asleep. hey, MaximumFun.org /join. Tons of cool stuff. You can get all of this bonus content we've been gabbing about. 200 hours worth. A lot of cool, fun, weird stuff that hosts don't normally do on their show. And yeah, a bunch of other cool pledge drive gifts. $10 a month, you can get a pin from your favorite show. And the ability to buy any amount of pins you so desire. MaximumFun.org/join. And as we mentioned before, all those sweet, sweet pin bucks go to charity, which I think we can all feel good about.
Or at least most of us. Some of us might be child criminal mastermind Artemis Fowl.
Yes. Oh, I don't have any Artemis Fowl knowledge I can break off.
My daughter has been watching the Artemis Fowl movie over and over lately. Mm-hmm. And so I have not actually watched it with her, but I have overheard it, and I can confirm that every character, including Judi Dench, talks like this for no reason.
It's a great Judi Dench impression.
It's an all Batman movie.
Everybody is the Christian Bale Batman.
Yeah, like Kenneth Branagh, who directed it, Sir Kenneth Branagh, who directed it, was just said to Dame Judi Dench, I know what good actors do because we're both that. They talk like this for no reason. You too, Josh Gad.
My dad tried to get me into those books a few years back. He said, you're going to love these. It's about a boy thief. And I remember saying to him out loud, but I'm a man.
I'm a man, Daddy.
I never read him. I'm a man. I'm one of the men thieves. Big old adult thieves out there stealing full-size treasures.
Now I'm a man. Da, 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 da. I read grown-up thief books.
Man. Man with a book.
Man, something here about Michael Mann's inaugural film Thief starring James Caan.
Oh, that's a great movie. How about just, that's a great movie with a great Tangerine Dream soundtrack. Da, 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 da.
A really confident introduction from a first-time film director.
With a bold period aesthetic. Da, 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 da.
Talk about cliche needle drops, huh? I mean, how many movies have you heard that in? Find a new tough guy song, am I right?
Well, Justin, it's been a joy. Thank you very much. I'm sure most of our listeners already listened to My Brother, My Brother and Me in the Adventure Zone and Sawbones. among many other McElroy products and amusements. But if they don't, they should. And as I mentioned, star of Trolls World Tour. Congratulations on that.
Get it on digital or don't. I don't get a dime either way.
Our producer is Brian Sunny D. Fernandez. We are online at MaximumFun.org. We are on Twitter at Jordan_Morris, at Jesse Thorne. You can find us on Reddit, MaximumFun.reddit.com. There's also a Max Fun group on Facebook. You could like Jordan Jesse Go on Facebook, where we share important news of the day, such as Wario's 20th birthday.
Waluigi's 20th birthday.
I
don't mean to correct you, which evil.
Look, at least we all know he's green.
Ugh, Jesse, oh boy, oh man, you're, oh nice. Boy, R.I.P. your Menchies.
Wow, I'm green and I'm an Artemis Finch.
He doesn't, oh boy. Oh, you fucked up 9 things in that sentence. Was right, oh boy.
Please send your corrections to JD Power and Associates at JD Power on Twitter. We'll talk to you next time on Jordan Jesse Go.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Audience supported.